from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Hawk Report. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to all your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. Jeff out at Steelers practice today. Russell Wilson confirmed that he will start, or not start, that he will play against the Lions. I'm guessing start, Jeff.
I think that's fair, yes. Yeah.
So, just to make sure we nip this in the bud here, I know what national insiders are saying about this. Does the play from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on Saturday factor into who starts against Atlanta at all?
Russell Wilson will start. Okay. Period.
Yeah.
Against Atlanta, he could go 1-for-70 on Saturday. He will start.
Why do you think the Steelers are one of two teams to not have named a starting quarterback?
That's a good question. We were actually discussing this earlier today.
Who's we?
Amongst ourselves. Caboli was in on that discussion.
Ah, is he recredentialed now? Is he good? Does he have a big picture of McAfee's face?
He's got a nameplate now that says Pat McAfee Show.
That is unbelievable. That's so cool.
I'm waiting for WWE to be on the side, but
good point.
At least as of now, it's Pat McAfee Show. We don't know why, because it's not a competition. Barring injury, it's going to be Russell Wilson, and I don't know what their thought process is right now as to why they wouldn't just say it's going to be Russ.
Does Mike Mike Tomlin, do you think he just wants to play little mind games here, Jeff? He can't think he's conveying a competitive, he's got a competitive edge because the Falcons are going to be like, boy, I don't know who's going to start for these guys. We better prepare for both.
I guess if the other team, if the Falcons are listening to the national shows, maybe they actually do think there's a chance that Justin Fields starts. So maybe there is some kind of outside possibility, and why give that up?
Jeff, I don't even think there's going to be a Fields package for that game. I don't even think they're going to work him in as a runner and as a gadget guy, do you?
I don't think yet, no. No. I would say at this point, no.
Jeff has to pick his words very carefully here now that these are not open practices, is what I just picked up on.
Yes, we were playing that game now, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm terrible at that game, Jeff.
Colony was going to retire and didn't care and just broke all the rules this last year. Roman Wilson, will we see him on the field against the Falcons?
No, and we talked to him today. He, he's working his way back, from his injury. He's improving. He's getting there, but we're not going to see him on Saturday.
Troy Fautanu, I think, said he expects to be able to go in week one. How does he look in general? Or when you hear a statement like that, that he thinks he can go in week one, do you nod your head accordingly, or do you shake your head and kind of side-eye it, Jeff?
I mean, that's a big ask for a guy, and I know he's played a lot of college snaps. It's a big ask for a guy to start there without the benefit. I feel pretty strongly in saying without playing two preseason games. So, yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that. Could it change?
I meant more from a health perspective, actually. Do you think he'll be healthy enough to play in week one?
I would expect that he would get back to practice at some point next week. Jeff, at least give it a go before they get that, you know, long Labor Day weekend off.
Do you think we see Broderick Jones at left tackle, right tackle, or both against Detroit?
I think we see him at right tackle against Detroit.
How many weeks into the season will Dan Moore still be playing left tackle for this team?
Ooh,
it'll be
million-dollar question. No, I don't think it'll be that long. I think, you know, depending on how Fautanu works his way back. Listen, if whatever, you know, Jerry Dulac's source is telling him that they want Fautanu out there, he's going to get out there at some point. I think it would be sooner, but, you know, let's see how well, when he's back to practice, how he's able to work through this injury.
When Najee Harris needs a blow against the Falcons, who do you think goes in and spells him?
There's a chance Warren plays.
Okay.
From what Tomlin told us, he expects him out for this preseason game, and then after that, he is not making any judgments. Patterson obviously would be the next guy in line. But I don't want to rule out Warren just yet.
Who do you think is the starting slot corner week one?
Whatever healthy body they can find that can fit in that role that's not Cam Sutton for obvious reasons.
Is he on the team right now?
I mean, I think it's a shot to be Beanie Bishop. You know, Beanie told us today that he's wanting to play on Saturday, and that he feels better. He wouldn't go into whatever he's dealing with, but said they're being smart with his injury. I think Beanie has a chance. To your point, I think there's also that waiver opportunity. I'm surprised, and I know people don't want to hear the name. I don't think he was horrible. I'm surprised that Shannon Sullivan hasn't at least gotten a call or an opportunity to come out and show that, you know, he might be able to fill that role, at least have some experience in that position.
Does DeMarvin Leal, excuse me, have a significant role for this team in week one?
I think he does. I think he does. I think they like the depth defensive line, and they're gonna try to work different guys in there. And you know, they're trying to work him as kind of like a hybrid outside linebacker, and we're maybe not taking all those responsibilities, but where he can rush from the edge. And he was telling us this the other day that, you know, he's been doing some edge rushing as part of his movement along the defensive line. Yeah, I think he has a chance, especially when you look right now, they've got one backup essentially at outside linebacker that they can trust.
Did Zach Frazier win the starting center job on merits, or did he win it by default?
Well, initially you could say by default, but he would have won it by merits.
Gotcha.
And that it was going to happen. It was a matter of when. Probably would have happened by week one anyway. But, you know, this has been really uneasy for him and as far as talking about it, because he feels bad for Herbig and said Herbig's been really supportive of him. But it's just a different level of ability between the two.
Give me a Steeler that everybody knows who might be playing for his job on Saturday.
I don't know if this is a long shot, but Quez Watkins, people probably know. He's playing for a chance to stay. Isaiah Loudermilk is playing for a chance to stay. Beyond those, there's no shockers I see in the group. You know, Matakevich, I guess, is a chance because, you know, the linebacker coach told me the other day that Mark Robinson's had an amazing camp, that the light has come on for him, and they both play a lot of special teams. So maybe Matakevich's reunion you know, doesn't fully come to fruition.
Is Peyton Wilson a guy with a significant role in week one?
If he can clear out of concussion protocol, right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Are they going to cut their six? Are they going to cut their six round picks? Lee and Watts.
They really like Watts. That's a tough call for them. And Lee has done some nice things. I think Lee's a guy that I'd love to have on the practice squad. Watts is going to be like, as they're looking, okay, who do we want as this last guy? Because his body, he does a lot of things. He does play special teams, which helps him out. That's a tough call for them because they like Watts, but they're not exactly sure at this point where to play him. And he's a guy at camp that didn't get a lot of slot time. And if he would have, you might think he would have an opportunity there.
Jeff Hathorne, beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Jeff with the Hawk Report. See you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.